in word and in sacrament. For our time of catechesis this morning, we are continuing with confession and absolution on page 326, if you need it. We are on the sixth and final question in this group. Would you believe according to these words?
I believe that we can call ministers of Christ, given with us by his divine command, in particular the exclusive only unrepentant sinners from Christian congregation, and absolve those who repent of their sins and want to enter. This just as God will serve in heaven, as says of Christ our dear Lord, tell us himself.
So this obviously builds on the two preceding questions, going back to what is the office of the keys, the special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins and to withhold forgiveness. And then where is this written in John chapter 20? That was the next question. And now, according to John 20, what do you believe? Do you believe that the called ministers of Christ are the ones who are exercising these keys, given the authority given to the apostles by our Lord when he breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit to carry out this for the benefit of the church, that this is as if Christ himself is dealing with you. For this is, in fact, how he deals with you. He's chosen to deal with you in this way. For the pastor is to retain, withhold forgiveness, retain the sins from the unrepentant, and forgive those who repent and want to do better. Sometimes called the third part of repentance. The sorrow over sin, the trust that God will forgive our sin for Jesus' sake, and the desire to stop sinning, to at least want to do better. It's not that we merit the forgiveness by wanting to do better or by doing better, but that's part of the natural outflow from the faith that trusts God to forgive us, is the desire to stop sinning. Any other questions, comments about that in the small catechism? All right, very good. Preparation for setting one on page 151. I invite you to stand if you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Merciful God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to seek and to save the lost. Graciously open our ears and our hearts to hear his call and to follow him by faith, that we may feast with him forever in his kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of Hosea, the 5th and 6th chapters. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us, and on the 3rd day he will raise us up that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have dealt well with your servant.
Lord, according to your word.
You have dealt well with your servant.
Lord, according to your word.
Teach me good judgment and knowledge.
For I believe in your
Before I was afflicted, I went astray.
But now I keep your word.
You are good and do good.
Teach me your statutes.
The insolent smear me with lies.
But with my whole heart I keep your precepts.
Their heart is unfeeling like fat.
But I delight in your law.
It is good for me that I was afflicted.
That I might learn your statutes.
The law of your mouth is better to me
than thousands of gold and silver.
For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to the ones who share the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations. As he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, "it was counted to him," were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. He will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 689. Join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. April 15th is not the only date that we might think of paying taxes. For example,
Those of us who pay estimated taxes quarterly have second quarter payments due June 15th, 1 week from tomorrow. And others may have to pay back taxes with penalties and interest at other times. We may not, like the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, the Texas Comptroller's Office, or other national, state, and local taxing agencies, but we should remember that the Lord Jesus himself commanded, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's." And in case that command was not clear enough, his apostle Paul commanded that we should pay such things as taxes to whom taxes are due, and revenue to whom revenue is due. And those commands even came at a time when some tax collectors might have made the worst that we think of the IRS and other modern agents seem like saints in comparison. And yet, as we heard in today's gospel reading, Jesus called sinners, such as a tax collector named Matthew, and ate with them. Of the gospel reading's structure, we might say that Jesus witnessed to God's salvation first in deed and then in word. Or we might say that Jesus' action led to the Pharisees' objection and then to his own pronouncement upon them. As we consider today's gospel reading this morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we realize that God's mercy leads to our sacrifice. As the divinely inspired St. Matthew uniquely reports in today's gospel reading, Jesus rebuked the Jewish leaders in part using a sentence that God originally spoke through the prophet Hosea. "I desire mercy," or steadfast love, "and not sacrifice." We heard that sentence in its immediate context in today's Old Testament reading, as God, through Hosea, called his people to repentance, promising to forgive them when they repented, but rebuking them for their going through the motions of worship without faith and the good works that should flow from faith. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells the Pharisees to go and learn what that sentence means, seemingly because the Pharisees, too, would not repent and went through the motions of worship without faith and the good works that should flow from faith, including their showing mercy on other sinners. If we had to say something positive about the Pharisees, we might commend them for their hating sin, though apparently they only hated the sin of other people, and perhaps primarily as those other people transgressed the Pharisees' own interpretation of God's law. Whatever the tax collectors, including Matthew, and the other sinners were guilty of, the Pharisees were just as guilty by nature. And so are we all just as guilty by nature. We all are sinful by nature, and so we all actually sin in thoughts, words, and deeds. And so we all deserve both death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. Jesus says that he came not to call the righteous, but that statement should not make us think that there actually are any righteous people. For Holy Scripture tells us that no one living is righteous before God, not one. We all are so dead in trespasses and sins that we cannot choose to believe in Jesus, but he must choose us. And Jesus truly calls all of us sinners to repentance. Jesus earnestly desires that we all come to him. His will is that we all hear his call and not stop our ears and despise his call. Certainly, our loving God himself wants to show mercy. And God shows mercy by making a sacrifice for our sin. As one should expect a physician to be among the sick, so one should expect a savior from sin to be among sinners. The Son of God in human flesh, Jesus said that he came to call sinners. And his coming includes his incarnation. His coming included both his perfectly thinking, saying, and doing all that God's commandments require, and his perfectly not thinking and saying and doing all that God's commandments forbid. His coming included his suffering, crucifixion, and death for all people, including us. And his coming included his being raised up on the third day. Jewish rabbis reportedly understood Hosea's prophecy of today's Old Testament reading in part as about such a resurrection. When we are sorry for our sin and trust God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake, then God does forgive us, and we have his peace and his joy. Not our good works, but our faith that God gives us results in our justification, as with Abraham, described in today's epistle reading. Instead of hypocritically judging the tax collectors and sinners, the Pharisees arguably should have been calling them to repentance and working to forgive them, as Jesus did himself, and then later sent Matthew and the other apostles, and eventually sends their successors, pastors today, to do. Matthew's gospel account is part of God's word that is read and preached to groups such as this group. And God's gospel is applied to individuals with water in holy baptism, with touch in holy absolution, and with bread and wine in the Holy Supper that are the body and blood of Christ given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sin. In the verses just before today's gospel reading, the people glorified God who had given the authority to forgive sins to men. In today's gospel reading, we see an example of the kind of table fellowship that Jesus has with forgiven sinners. And we remember the command to mark those who depart from true teaching and practice, and not to recline with them, but to decline fellowship from them. Matthew was going about his daily tasks before Jesus called him to faith and apostleship, and Matthew rose, left everything, and followed Jesus. Not everyone is so called as Matthew and the other apostles were called, or even as pastors today are called. But God's having mercy by sacrificing Jesus for us does change us, and we have mercy on others and sacrifice for them. For example, we show mercy by obeying those in authority over us, including paying our taxes. We show mercy by helping and supporting our neighbors in every bodily need. We show mercy by living sexually pure and decent lives, by helping our neighbors improve and protect their possessions and income, by defending and speaking well of our neighbors, by helping our neighbors keep their inheritance in house, and by urging our neighbors' family, employees, and animals to stay and do their duty. We continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God That is, the author of Hebrews says, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And we make a sacrifice of thanksgiving by giving of what God has entrusted to us for the work of God's kingdom in this and every place. With the psalmist, we sing that our being afflicted is good. And when we fail in any of those ways, as we will fail, with daily contrition and faith, we live in God's forgiveness of sins. Considering today's gospel reading this morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we have realized that God's mercy leads to our sacrifice. As we prayed in the collect of the day, the Almighty and most merciful God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to seek and to save the lost. And he graciously opens our ears and our hearts to hear his call and to follow him by faith, that we may feast with him forever in his kingdom. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. With thanksgiving for God the Father showing mercy by sacrificing his Son and his leading us to repent by the power of his Holy Spirit, for us and for all who believe, that faithfully forgiven through God's word and sacraments, we also might show mercy and make sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church on earth, that she might always proclaim the righteousness of faith. For those persecuted for their true faith in Jesus, that they might be faithful even unto death and receive a crown of life. For those with oversight responsibility in the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, that they would hold pastors and congregations to their commitments to teach and practice according to Holy Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. For pastoral candidates to be called and pastoral vacancies to be filled. For the Luther Academy, that it might form confessional Lutheran pastors around the world. And for this congregation, that God might unite us in true faith and its confession, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For us and all the baptized, that we would be holy as God is holy, resisting all temptation and returning and being forgiven when we succumb to any temptation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those whom God places in our lives who have strayed from the faith and who have never believed, that he might work through us to call them back and to faith, that they might also have table fellowship with the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving for recent rain, for more rain, that drought conditions in our area and across our state might continue to be lessened and all people might give thanks to God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country, especially for a functional federal government and for civil relations with and between the states.
for the safety of non-combatants in war zones, for God to guide all those who govern us on every level of government, that they might reflect His order and purpose in their work, for all people to be good citizens, and for all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments, that they might be protected, upheld, and granted discernment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Brady, David, Charles, and all who travel, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air, that their ways may be safe and their homecomings joyful, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they may be comforted. For victims of violent crime, that they may feel safe again. For those imprisoned and their families, that they might have hope and patience. For those shut in and otherwise homebound, that God, through His word and sacraments, might be present with them where they are. For all those in need of healing, that God might deliver them from their afflictions in His time and way. And for all those who serve in medical professions, that they might have all necessary wisdom and skill, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For families, that they might have the faith of Abraham and Sarah. For all expectant mothers, that they may be brought safely through delivery and their children to the waters of holy baptism. For all God's people, especially those without spouses and children, to be content in their circumstances. For us to better defend God's gift of human life from society's threats of abortion and assisted suicide. And for a blessed break from schooling, for those who teach, those who learn, and those who support them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving for years of marital blessings to Bob and Debbie, for them, that they might always live together in the forgiveness of sins, and that God might deepen their love for Him and for one another through every joy and sorrow that they share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you.
True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you in your baptismal grace as you live every day in his life. Refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
seated a moment. We're glad that God gathered all of us here today to receive this gift of forgiveness. Especially glad to have Tom here again, and Mary Rose's friend. Glad to see you again. Glad to have Bridget here this morning, and to see Stevens and everybody else. Any announcements that are not in the bulletin? All right, I look forward to reading all of them.